Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Who are you studying? It's interesting to think of the Stoics, from Marcus Aurelius to Zeno, reaching back through the centuries like links in a chain, from Z to A, as it happens. Marcus studied Epictetus's life. Epictetus studied Musonius Rufus's. Seneca studied Cato's. Cato studied Cato the Elder, his great-grandfather, who happened to be in the crowd when Stoicism was first introduced to Rome from Greece by Diogenes. Diogenes studied in Athens under Chrysippus. Chrysippus studied Cleanthes, and Cleanthes studied Zeno, and Zeno studied Socrates, whom we might call the godfather of the Stoics. Indeed, the lives of each of these Stoics influenced the lives of the Stoics who came after them. Seneca would say that to study philosophy was to annex the past into our own time, that each of us needed to choose ourselves a Cato, someone to measure ourselves against, someone to inspire and call us to greatness. Several of the Stoics did just that, even writing biographies of their heroes, though it's important to understand that this wasn't biography as we understand it today. Biographers of antiquity didn't care much about where Cato was born. It didn't matter fully whether Zeno washed up in Athens in the year 312 or 302 BC. It is not histories I am writing, but lives, Plutarch would say. And in the most glorious deeds, there is not always an indication of virtue or vice. Indeed, a small thing like a phrase or a jest often makes a greater revelation of character than the battles where thousands die. Oh, and as it happens, Plutarch's grandson would be one of Marcus Aurelius's philosophy teachers. These writers were interested in character as much as accomplishment. To study philosophy, we do well to study philosophers, to have heroes whose lives we dissect and learn from. What did they do well? Where did they fall short? What were their tragic flaws? What was the source of their greatness? Forget obscure works. Forget complicated texts. Look at the deeds, the Stoics would say. You know a philosopher by their fruits, by the way they applied these lessons in their own lives. And in this way, as one Stoic learns from the one that came before and before and before, we find that the chain of Zeno to Marcus was never broken, and it does not need to end. Indeed, it continues on to Montaigne, and then to George Washington 2 centuries later, and then to Admiral Stockdale 2 centuries after that, and now to you. That is, if you continue to study, if you continue to look backwards to help yourself move forward. So that's our question for you today. Are you studying? And if so, who are you studying? And some very exciting news. My book, Lives of the Stoics, The Art of Living from Zeno to Marcus Aurelius, is on sale right now for $1.99 everywhere ebooks are sold. Lives of the Stoics is modeled off Plutarch. It contains 26 biographies of the most important Stoics from history. I'm really proud of it. It debuted at number one on the bestseller list. As far as I understand, it's the only book that has all the Stoics in one place, focusing on what they did, not just what they said. You can pick it up for $1.99 as an ebook. It's not going to get cheaper than that. If you're looking for some great men and women to study, this is the book. It will never be cheaper than it is right now. Check it out on Amazon, iBooks, Kobo, wherever you get your ebooks. Check that out. It's $1.99, but only for a couple days. So check out Lives of the Stoics. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.